ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lions. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Daniels in the Lion's Den.
Here they are in that old trip.
Richard, I'm telling you for the last time, I will not have him in this house another minute.
But, Pop, you can't do this to me. He's my friend.
A fine friend. He's not to be trusted.
Ben, please, he might hear you.
I don't care if he does. He wasn't in this house 2 minutes before he ran off with my wallet. And last night I caught him trying to get into Aggie's room.
But, Pop, he's sorry now, aren't you, pal?
Oh, I'm sorry, son, but you shouldn't have picked up a stray dog and brought him home.
I didn't bring him home. I just tied a rope to his collar and he followed me. Please, Pop, let me keep him.
No, no.
Daddy, I do think you're being awfully hard on Richard.
Now, you keep out of this.
What kind of a dog is he, Richard?
A man of the mew says he was a genuine Irish Weagle.
A genuine Irish Weagle? He's a genuine mongrel. And don't go around telling people he's an Irish Weagle, because no matter how small a lie you tell, it always leads to trouble.
All right, Pop, but please, can I keep him? This is the first really big thing I've ever asked for. Up to now, I've only asked for little things like shillings and half crowns.
Besides, Ben, think how useful the dog can be. We can train him to catch mice. Then you won't have to set any more mice traps.
No, no, you mean mouse traps.
Oh.
Well, anyway, I don't have to set any mouse traps. What do you think we have a cat for?
Oh, don't be silly. The cat doesn't know how to set a mouse trap.
Look, all this is getting us nowhere. Dogs need a lot of looking after. Who will take him out for exercise?
I will.
Well, who will give him his meals?
I will, Daddy.
And who will pay the dog license?
You mind starting again so I can take the first question?
No, Richard, it'll never work out. Besides, he's such a big dog. What would you feed him on?
Well, there's that chocolate cake we're having for tea. He can have my share. My third helping.
No, it's no good. It simply isn't practical. It isn't fair on the dog either. There's too much traffic around here. Besides, he's too big for this little house. I'm sorry, but you'll have to give him away.
All right, Pop.
Ben, we need some logs.
Well?
Well, you know who usually carries them in.
Yes?
Well, this time you do it.
All right.
Mother, why is Daddy so against us having a dog?
Well, once he had a dog he was very proud of, and he entered him in a big dog show, and he didn't win a single prize.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes, he was so disgusted that he took the dog into a big tent where they were offering a booby prize for the biggest freak of the show.
And did he win?
Yes, he beat his own dog by 12 votes.
Mother, don't you think you could persuade Daddy to let us keep the dog?
Well, maybe, but we'll have to put him in a good mood first.
You mean laugh real hard at his joke?
That's right. Shh. I can hear him coming. And remember, he loves to be flattered.
Okay, Mother.
Yeah, here he comes. Now watch.
Hey, are these enough logs?
So, children, you see, I am sure that your father is right, as I am, that today is, what is today anyway? Let's see, yesterday was Saturday.
Well, if yesterday was Saturday, obviously today is Sunday.
Oh, Ben, you are so clever.
Yes, Daddy, it didn't take you a second to answer that.
No. Yeah, how did you figure it out so quick, Pop?
Well, naturally, Sunday comes after Saturday.
Oh.
Say, are you all trying to soft soap me?
Oh, of course not, darling.
Well, all right. Say, BB, this wood looks funny to me.
Well, that's because the bark has blight on it.
You mean its bark is worse than its blight? Now, wait a minute. It wasn't that funny. All I said was its bark is worse than its... All right.
But, Daddy, we can't help it. It's such a funny joke.
All I said was its bark was... Now, stop it!
Oh, Ben, you're such a funny man. You're much funnier than Charlie Chester.
Oh, I am not.
Oh, you are, too. People just look at you and laugh.
Yes. Yes. Daddy's enough to make a dog laugh.
You mean a cat?
I mean a dog. Dogs make much better audiences.
Oh, so that's it. You want me to change my mind about that dog? Well, the answer is no, and that's final.
Oh, Pop, he wants to make friends. Look, he's picked up your slippers and he's bringing them to you.
Well, so he has. Say, that's pretty smart. And he does look as if he likes me. Here, boy, here, give me the slippers. Say, he is a nice dog. Here, boy.
Ouch, he bit me.
The hand.
Oh, it's all right, but that dog has to go. He's dangerous.
Oh. Anything interesting in the newspaper?
Let's see. Yes, yes, here's something in Percy Hackenbush's column about the Mare of Marble Arch. Listen to this. It is now revealed that the unknown assailant that hit Mayor Clinker over the head last week was none other than his wife. His wife. Say, this Hackenbush is terrific. He doesn't care what he says. That's the way a columnist should be.
Fearless, huh?
Yes, yes. Wait a minute. There's more here.
Oh.
Another prominent member of the borough was involved in a similar accident. Oh, what do you think of that? How do you like that? Another poor mug. Oh, here's more. This man received a black eye from his wife. The man in question is none other than that well-known figure, Ben Lyon.
Ben Lyon?
Say, that nice name sounds familiar.
Why, the low-down scandal monger, washing my dirty linen in his newspaper. Phoebe, this is your fault. You shouldn't have told people you gave me that black eye.
Oh, I only did it to stop them from thinking that you were silly enough to bump into a door.
Percy Hackenbush, just wait until I meet him.
Now, Ben, don't get into any more trouble.
Is that animal loose again?
No, he's in the living room with Skippy.
Oh, well, that's... With Skippy? He'll murder that cat.
Oh, Skippy. Ben, quick. Poor Skippy, come on.
Where is he?
He's up there on the mantelpiece. Come down from there, you silly dog.
Skippy, leave him alone. He's had enough.
What's all the rumpus about?
Well, that dog of yours and Skippy were fighting.
No, they were only playing. Look at the way Skippy's wagging his tail. That shows he's happy.
Richard, that only applies to dogs.
You're wrong, Ben. Not only dogs wag their tails when they're happy.
What do you mean, Ma?
Well, when your father used to take me dancing, he was never happier than when he was doing the conga. Come on, Richard, let's go out and catch him before he gets in any more trouble.
Yes, and remember, he's going back tomorrow. Never happier than when I was dancing the conga, huh? I used to be pretty good at that. One, two, three, bump. One, two, three, bump. One, two, three, bump. Come on in, bump.
Mr. Lyon?
Yes, that's me, bump.
I'd like to have a word with you when you finish dancing. My name is Percy Hackenbush.
Oh, well, come in, Mr. Percy Hackenbush. Why, you're the man who wrote that libelous article about me. Get out of my house.
Mr. Lyon, please. You haven't heard what I came to say.
I suppose you came to apologize for saying my wife gave me a black eye.
No, I came to get the inside story on why she gave it to you. Mr. Lyon, put down that golf club.
I'm holding myself back, Mr. Hackenbush. Being a gentleman, the fact that you're in my house stopped me from telling you what a low-down, sneaking, cowardly scoundrel you are. So I won't say it.
Look here, Lyon, keep that dog away. Ouch, he bit me. Lyon, your dog bit me.
Well, if he gets rabies, I'll sue you.
I'll get even with you for this if it's the last thing I do.
The dog got away. Ben, what are you laughing about?
Baby, he bit Hackenbush. Nice doggy.
Hackenbush?
Yes, you know, BB, I think we need a nice, intelligent dog around the house, don't you?
But you said he was a mongrel, and I told the mayor, and the mayor said, well, we shouldn't have a mongrel.
Oh, the mayor's a stuffed shirt. Anyone who's ashamed of owning a mongrel is vain and superficial. I'll never try to hide that fact.
Why are you putting on your coat?
I'm going to take my dog for a little walk. Nice doggy. Did you bite Hackenbush? Of course you did. Nice little doggy.
Hello,
Well, it's certainly good to get some fresh air, isn't it, boy?
Hello there, Mr. Hill. Out for your constitutional?
That's right, Wimple. Come on, walk to the pillar box with me. I want to post a letter.
Okie doke. Here. What on earth is that, a dog?
Of course it's a dog.
Where'd you get it from? Out of the seed catalog?
Hey, that's not funny.
Funny to me. Yeah, a weird-looking mongrel, isn't it?
Mongrel? Evidently, you don't know a thoroughbred when you see
one. I say, oh, sorry, Mr. Hill. No offense. What kind of a dog is he?
He's a... an Irish Weagle.
An Irish Weagle?
Yeah.
Never heard of one.
Well, they're very rare. He's an exceptionally fine specimen. Look at the legs. No, not mine, silly. The dog's.
Oh, Beagle, eh? Where'd he come from?
Not a beagle, a weagle.
Oh.
They started the breed by, it was crossbreeding whippets and beagles in County Kerry.
I see, an Irish weagle. Not many about, eh?
No, as a matter of fact, there are only five in the entire world.
Five of them? Splendid looking thing.
Yes, the breed's almost extinct.
Yes, he does, huh? Yes. By the way, what's his name?
Name? Henry. Henry the Fifth. They named him that on account of his regal carriage.
Oh, yes. He carries his head a bit low, doesn't he?
Well, that proves his royal birth. Wimple, the truly noble are always humble, even in dogs.
An Irish Weagle, eh? An Irish Weagle. Irish. You know, his bark seems to have a hint of a brogue in it.
Here, here. Wimple, pet him. Put your hand on him.
Will I get it back?
Of course you will. Just don't act afraid of him.
Oh, I couldn't be that deceitful. You walk next to the curb and I'll walk over here.
Okay. Hey, look at this lamppost. You know, the light's been on this lamppost for two nights now. I must tell the electricity board about it.
Oh, come on, Mr. L.
Okay, but wait for Henry. Come on, boy.
Now, here we are. Now, here's the pillar box.
Yes. Oh, good. I must post this letter. Let's see. It says collections up to 6 p.m. Fine.
Come on, Mr. L.
Okay, but wait for Henry. Come on, boy. Well, good night, Wimple. Give my regards to your wife, Henrietta.
Henrietta. Yes, I'll do that, Mr. L. Toodaloo.
Oh, Phoebe, Phoebe, if that's someone for me, I'll be in the kitchen. I'm going to give Henry a bath.
Oh, Ben, I forgot to tell you. Henry is a Henrietta.
Oh, he is, is she? Well, I suppose it's all right for me to give her a bath.
Yes.
Come on, Henrietta.
I'm coming.
Oh, hello, Phoebe, darling. I just popped in to see what you and Ben are doing this afternoon.
Well, I'm not doing anything, but Ben's going to be busy with Henrietta.
And Mr. Wimple?
No, just Henrietta. He's giving her a bath.
What?
I said Ben's giving Henrietta a bath.
Phoebe, don't you object to a thing like that?
Of course not. Why should I? To make him happy, she can even sleep at the foot of the bed.
Well, Phoebe, you're certainly broad-minded.
Oh, I don't know. I believe in keeping men occupied. It keeps them out of mischief.
Well, I must say that's a fine way to do it.
You know, Florrie, Ben and Henrietta have become very attached to each other.
So it seems.
Yes. You should have seen them in the garden today. Henrietta kept kissing him and trying to climb on his lap.
On Ben's lap?
Yeah, but she couldn't quite make it. She kept slipping off. She's so big.
Isn't she rather old for that sort of thing?
Well, maybe, but she's pretty frisky. You should see her jump over his head.
What?
Yes, yes, but the cutest thing she does is when she rolls over and plays dead.
Now, B, as a friend, my advice to you is get rid of her.
Oh, I can't do that. Ben would be very upset.
Well, I don't care. Go in, drag her out of the bath, put a dress on her and throw her out.
Oh, don't be silly, Florrie. How in the world could I get a dress over her tail? And besides, Florrie, she's a very, very sensitive dog.
A dog?
Of course.
Oh, Phoebe.
What? What's the matter?
Oh, I should have known. Well, I'd better go home and lock up the chickens.
Oh, silly. Bye.
Hey, Ma. Huh? Isn't it wonderful about Henrietta being such a valuable dog?
Who said so?
Pop. Everybody in town's talking about it. Mr. Wimple says Pop told him that Henrietta is a thoroughbred Irish Weagle.
Oh, your father said that, did he? He did, huh?
Mother, where's Daddy?
He's in the kitchen giving the dog a bath. Come on, let's go in and see him. Hello, Ben. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, but she's awfully dirty.
She certainly is.
Hold still, Henrietta.
That funny soap you're using.
Well, it's flea soap.
Oh. You have to wash the fleas, too?
Oh. Of course not. Now, if I can just get this face flannel lathered up, I'll get going on it.
Ben.
Yes?
That's not a face flannel. That's your necktie.
Darn it. It's my hand-painted necktie, too. Look at that. I've scrubbed one of Betty Grable's legs off.
What have you got two tubs for, Daddy?
Well, Henrietta's so dirty, the other tub is for her second soaking. Come on now, Henrietta. I'm going to put you in the other tub. Now, look, don't argue with me. I'm stronger than you are.
Go on, Pop. You've almost got her in.
That's done it. Oh, Mother, look at that sweet face looking so reproachful, sitting in the middle of the tub all covered in soap suds.
It looks silly, too. Ben, get out of that tub.
I can't. I'm stuck.
Oh, Master Richard. Miss Barbara, here's some scraps for your dog.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. Come on, Henrietta.
Isn't she a beautiful dog, Aggie?
Aye, but she's very big. Not near so nice as the wee dog my family had.
A Scotch Terrier, I suppose.
Aye, what else? Oh, and what a lovely nature. The only member of the family he didn't like was Uncle Hamish.
Why?
Because Uncle Hamish drank too much.
He did?
Aye, so the dog bit him every time he got drunk. And that's how the wee thing lost all his hair.
The poor dog lost all his hair?
Aye. You see, Uncle Hamish believed in the old remedy, a hair of the dog that bit you. And in 6 months, the dog was bald.
Gee, that's too bad. A bald dog.
Aye, not another hair. Come on, you two, bring Henrietta out to the kitchen, and I'll give her a nice wee bowl of Scotch broth.
Thanks, Aggie.
I'll get it.
Hello, Miss Hill. I just wanted to thank you for the birthday present you knitted me.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it, Counselor Wimple.
No, I did. Not half. They were two lovely sweaters.
Oh, those weren't sweaters. They were a pair of socks.
Hey?
Yeah.
Blimey, no wonder I couldn't get them over my head.
Say, tell me, how is everything with the borough?
Thorough, Mrs. L. I'm still smashing ahead for promotion, you know.
Yeah.
MP.
Oh.
Next election, I'll sweep the borough.
Oh, does an MP have to do that, too?
Yeah. No. Oh. I mean the votes.
Oh, the votes. Tell me about your platform. What are you going to stand for?
Oh, anything they'll fall for.
That's funny. You know, my father used to have an interesting platform. He made all his speeches in pubs until the judge sent his committee to jail for 14 days.
Did your father get 14 days, too?
No, he got 15 days. Oh. He was last out, first in.
Ah, you said it.
Oh, no.
You know.
No.
I nearly made it funny there. Oh, hello, Wimpy.
Very funny. Good morning, Mr. Hill. How's every little Regal?
Oh, Regal. Thank you, Wimple. That dog's in a class by itself.
Good. Because I'm here tonight in my official capacity.
What is your official capacity?
About 5 pints in the morning. Now, I'm referring to my counselor capacity. The borough is putting on a dog show.
A dog show?
Yes, a show for dogs. Heaps of hounds, oodles of poodles, and buckets of bloodhounds. And, Mr. L, I'd like you to enter your Irish Weagle. It's tomorrow. Now, what do you say?
No.
Why? Isn't our little dog show good enough?
Oh, sure, it isn't that. It's just that it hates other dogs. Couldn't stand the noise.
Oh, there won't be any noise. It's a very small show. No band. Most of the dogs will be asleep, will he?
No. He can't stand silence either.
No, he's very moody.
Yeah. You said it was in good shape.
I know. I didn't want to hurt its feelings. Wimple, it's right outside the door. Listens to every word we say.
Listens to every... Hey? Oh, well, never mind. Perhaps some other time. Toodaloo. Au revoir, doggy. Blimey speaks French as well.
Well, that was a close one.
Yes. Come on, Ben. Let's get dressed for dinner.
Right.
Gosh, did you hear all that, Barbara?
Yes. Just to think our Irish Weagle has a chance of winning first prize.
Then why don't we enter her in the dog show in Pop's name?
Oh, because Daddy said she's too nervous.
You didn't believe that, did you? Pop was just being unselfish. He knows Henrietta would make all those other dogs look silly. Why, she'd walk away with every prize in sight.
Then let's enter her and give Daddy the surprise of his life.
Oh, darling. Darling, I'm home.
Oh, hello, Ben.
It's a good thing we didn't enter Henrietta in the dog show.
Mm-hmm.
They would have found out that she was a mongrel, and we'd have been the laughingstock of the whole neighborhood.
Yes. Well, how's everything at the office?
Oh, just fine. Did anyone telephone me?
Yeah, but I couldn't make out the name, so just to be on the safe side, I said you'd let them have something on account tomorrow.
Oh, fine. Well, how's the dog?
Oh, just wonderful. I'm going to take her out in the kitchen now and give her some dinner. Come along, Henrietta. And if you're a good dog, I'll give you some dog food. And if you're a bad dog, you'll have to eat what we do.
Come in. Oh, hello, Wimple.
Hello, Miss Lil. How's that dog of yours?
Oh, just fine. You know, Wimple, you ought to have a dog.
Oh, I've got a dog.
You have? What kind?
I don't quite know it, but his father was an Airedale, and his mother was a female, so I'm not quite sure. But, to me, he looks very much like a cockeyed spaniel.
Well, what do you care as long as it's loyal and affectionate?
I'm very glad to hear you say that, Mr. Hill, because I was very disappointed you weren't at our little dog show today.
Why?
Well, because Barbara and Richard entered your dog, and she won the blue ribbon.
What?
Yes, I gave her two blue ribbons.
My dog?
Yes. First ribbon she won for being the best Irish Weagle in the show. And the second one... for being the only Irish Weagle.
She did.
Yeah. Although, confidentially, if you hadn't told me what kind of a breed she was, I mightn't have been prepared to judge her.
I prepared you?
Yes, that history you gave me, you know, about the crossbreeding of the Whippets and the Beagles and all that kind of thing. Very interesting, that was. I branded my words and spoke to all the bigwigs in the small toupee.
Oh, Daddy, we're famous. Everybody's congratulating us on our dog winning the cup. Are we going to enter her in a lot more shows?
Well, no. In view of what's happened, she might get a swell head. We'll just retire her from competitions, and soon everybody will forget all about her.
But we don't want them to forget about her.
Well, I do.
The newspapers say that you claim Henrietta is the rarest breed of dog in the world, and you're prepared to back your statement in cash.
I didn't say that to the papers.
I know, Pop. I threw that in. But you did tell Mr. Wimple, didn't you?
How can the papers print a thing like that without contacting me?
But you did tell Mr. Wimple, didn't you, Pop?
Supposing I had a newspaper went around misquoting people.
But, Pop, you did tell Mr. Wimple, didn't you?
Of course he did.
Wimple, he's asking me.
You know, Daddy, Henrietta's entered in Krupp's Dog Show.
In what?
Krupp's Dog Show.
Yes. Mayor Pinker told us the Marble Arch Cup winner is automatically entered in the big national dog show. She has to enter.
She does?
That's right, Pop.
It's very sad I won't be there to judge her.
Oh, Wimple, you don't know how sad it is.
I wonder who that is.
Probably my Zed papers.
Silly boy. The age limit for pilots, I think, is 36.
36?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I just missed it.
Yeah. You just missed it in the Boer War, too. You answer it. I have to help Aggie.
All right. Percy Hackenbush, what do you want?
I thought maybe you'd like to talk to me.
What I have to say to you can be written on the head of a pin, and if you'll bend down and take off your hat, I'll be glad to do it.
All right, have a good laugh, Mr. Lyon, because the worm has churned.
That description fits you perfectly.
Now, never mind the compliments. I understand you've entered your Irish Weagle for Cross Dog Show.
Well, what of it?
Nothing, only as a reporter, I stumbled upon a piece of very interesting news.
You don't say?
Yes. Mayor Clinker told me that your wife said your dog was a mongrel.
Well, that was 2 days ago. Look here, that dog got first prize at the Marble Arch Dog Show.
I know, but at Crufts, your dog will be judged by the expert, Colonel Cannon. And when he discloses that your dog is a mongrel, I'm going to write a story that will make your hair singe.
Well, suppose I don't enter my dog.
And that'll give me an even better story.
You get out of my house. Well, BB, this is certainly a nice dog show. Look at those sweet little lap dogs.
They may look sweet, but they're not dependable.
What do you mean?
Well, I bought one once, and the first time I tried to sit on his lap, he bit me.
Well, I should hope so. Hey, look, there's Richard in the ring with Henrietta.
Oh, yes, just look at Henrietta. Doesn't she look wonderful standing there so straight and stiff? She's not moving a muscle.
That's because I put starch in her bath water.
Oh, Ben. Well, anyway, she looks very cute.
I'm afraid she won't look so cute after Colonel Cannon judges her.
Does Richard know she's a mongrel?
I've told him a dozen times, but he thinks I'm only joking. Oh, why did I ever tell Wimple that cock and bull story about Weagles?
Oh, stop worrying, Ben. Remember, a man is innocent until he's proven guilty.
Well, they're going to prove me guilty.
I know. It doesn't look good for you, Ben.
Oh, I know it. What are the children going to think of me? Their own father caught in a fabulous lie. I'm a fine example.
Maybe I could speak to Colonel Cannon and fix it.
How?
Well, I could say that Henrietta is really a reindeer pretending to be a dog to fool the butchers.
You could never get out of that one.
Oh, caught in my own web, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Mother, Daddy, I'd like you to meet Colonel Cannon.
Oh, how do you do, sir, I'm sure.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Lyon. Your daughter tells me you have a dog in the show.
Yes, yes, we have an Irish Weagle.
An Irish what?
A bugle. It got first prize at the Marble Arch Dog Show.
Oh, it did, did it?
Yes.
Well, it's a very rare dog. A nice nature like my wife.
Yes.
Hey, Beebe, here comes Hackenbush.
Oh. Well, Colonel Cannon, and what do you think of Mr. Lyon's so-called Irish Weagle?
I'll comment on that later. If you'll excuse me, I must get on with my announcement.
I have a nice big space reserved for you and your fraudulent mongrel, Mr. Lyon, right on the front page of my newspaper.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. There has been a serious mistake in the entry of a dog called Queen Henrietta V.
I'm getting out of here.
Not so fast, Mr. Lyon.
There is no such thing as an Irish Weagle.
This is wonderful.
However, the mistake has been rectified, and I am happy to present Queen Henrietta V. was the first prize for being the most perfect Bazenji in her class.
What's a Bazenji?
Who cares? She won! She won!
Wonderful to have a dog, and a prize-winning dog, too.
Yes, and such a nice dog. Even Skippy likes her now.
Well, one more animal isn't so bad.
I'm glad you feel like that, honey.
Well, you can get used to anything.
Oh, you're so right. Be careful when you walk in the kitchen.
Why, honey?
On account of Henrietta's 12 puppies.
Baby!
Ah, Ben, be happy. Oh.
Life with the Lyons of Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon and their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Ian Sadler, David Enders, Horace Percival. The script was written by Bebe Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson. Production by Tom Rockwood.